Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Today is Friday, April the 15th, and it's Good Friday. And Good Friday back in biblical days means that the Passover begins at sundown. My God, my God. Thank God that it's Friday. We made it through. And again, it's Friday, April the 15th, 2022. And it's Passover day. Good Friday. Psalm 69, verses 20, 21, easy read version. It states, reproaches have broken my heart so that I'm in despair. I look for pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me poison for food, and for my thirst gave me sour wine to drink. Psalms chapter 69, verses 20 through 21. The psalmist David wrote Psalm 69 centuries before Jesus was born. But as you honor and remember the events of Good Friday and what Jesus endured on the cross in your place, you know that Jesus understood these words well. He experienced them all. It's hard to imagine what Jesus felt as he suffered all that physical and emotional pain. Before his crucifixion, Jesus had told his disciples, don't fuss about what's on the table at meal times or if the clothes in your closets are in fashion. There is far more to your inner life than the food you put in your stomach, more to your outer appearance than the clothes you hang on your body. Luke chapter 12, verses 22 to 23, the Message Bible. How can someone about to undergo such suffering say that with such conviction? Because unlike his followers at times, Jesus knew not only what life was really all about. He knew the end of the story. He knew death would not win. And today, you get to share in the victory too. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for your sacrifice on the cross. I receive the message of the gospel once again today and rejoice that I know the end of this story. For you have won. You have won the victory. Amen. Amen. That is my word for today, for Good Friday, April the 15th. 2022. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Keep it prayed up. Keep it holy and keep it blessed. May God be with you and yours during this time. As you celebrate, some celebrate, but remember what Christ went through. Amen. Amen. I'm Sister Faye, and God bless you. I'll be back with another word of encouragement on Monday. God bless you. Love you, and keep it holy.